Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this end-of-the-year edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Thanks for listening. Today, I have a very special guest, someone I've known for nearly 40 years. His name is Mike Shreve. He's one of our Charisma House authors, and we're going to talk about a very important anniversary that happened this year. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Operation Blessing International. Operation Blessing International is one of the largest charities in America. They provide strategic relief in 27 countries through core programs of hunger relief, medical aid, safe water, and vulnerable children care. One of their innovative agricultural programs uses raised beds, drip irrigation, and home-brewed organic fertilizer. It provides nutritious veggies for hungry villagers and also gives the families extra produce that they can sell at market. To learn more about this space-saving farming technique that's helping feed the poor, would you please go visit ob.org/farming. Here it is again, ob.org/farming. Thank you, Operation Blessing International, for sponsoring this program.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm happy to have as my guest Mike Shreve from Cleveland, Tennessee. And Mike and I have known each other a long time. Welcome to you, Mike. And do you remember when and where we first got acquainted?
Well, it was shortly after you started Charisma Magazine. Actually, the man who won me to the Lord attended the church that you attended, Calvary Assembly. And he told me at one point you mentioned to him to please pray that you felt like God had laid it on your heart to start a magazine. And so we go way back.
Well, I remember you from that era, and it's been interesting to just be aware of your ministry as it's grown and developed and changed. We are talking today about Charisma Magazine's 40th anniversary because it started in 1975, and we decided to celebrate it the entire year. Now, some months we did more than others, and we had most of our celebration in the month of August, which was actually the month that the magazine came out. But in some ways, we've reflected on different things that the Lord has done over those 40 years, not in a prideful way, because it is just God's mercy and grace that a little church magazine published by a newspaper reporter with no business experience could have lasted this long and touched the lives of so many. So I wanted to just share with my listeners something very special that you did for me this week. And I'll just say thank you publicly to you, because in the mail arrived a very nice framed, I don't even know what to call it. It's more like a kind of like a little essay, and it says celebrating 40 years of ministry. And you took kind of a prophetic look at the significance of the number 40. And it is just so nice that I thought it would be nice to share with my listeners. And so, Mike, why don't you just talk to us a little bit about it? I have it in front of me, and so I'll just join in. But this came out of your heart and spirit, and it just meant so much to Joy and me to get this and to just sort of reflect on the significance of 40 in the Bible this year that we celebrated our 40th anniversary.
Well, God is very mindful of the significance of numbers, and 40 especially represents a time of completion and empowerment for a new beginning. It represents a time of training for a launch into destiny. Now, where do I get these kind of statements? Well, on the print that I sent to you, I actually pulled out six incidents in the scripture where the number 40 was significant, starting with Noah. And how it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and then the world was birthed into a brand new beginning, a pristine paradise once again. And so to me, the number 40 represents that in other profound ways, that once we pass through that pivotal point in our lives, that turning point, that memorable moment, that God births us into a new beginning, a new start, a new thrust of ministry, a new vision, a new purpose. And I believe that's the case for Charisma.
Well, thank you. And this print is very beautiful. It has our logo on it, and it's very nicely typeset. I'm going to write my newsletter about it because I want to share it with the 19,000 newsletter readers that I have, and we may even show a picture of it. But Moses is the next one, and he was on Mount Sinai, which, interestingly, I had the privilege of climbing in 1979 with my late mentor, Jamie Buckingham. So that means a lot to me, Mount Sinai, and he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Is there anything you'd like to add about Moses?
Well, Moses also had a time of exile from Egypt for 40 years before he had his burning bush experience. And so at the close of 40 years, I believe God finished training him, preparing him for that moment when the anointing would come to him in a very significant way to have an impact that would be felt thousands of years later in a global sense. And I just believe that relating that to charisma, that even through all the accomplishments of the last four decades, God has been training and preparing you and the people that are aligned with you there at Charisma for a greater time of global impact. And I believe if our generation has ever needed prophetic input, it's now. And what better vehicle could God use than a magazine as yours that is known worldwide? And I just pray that that is the case.
Well, when we started 40 years ago, we had no way of knowing what the future held, of course, and especially in technology. So in 1975, I like to say that that was before the personal computer was even invented, because I think it went on the market in 1977, 2 years later. Of course, the internet and all the things, and even the podcast that we're doing now, I mean, this kind of technology did not exist. So yes, we are a magazine. We're best known as Charisma Magazine. That's probably our strongest brand. But other areas of our company, the Spanish, our Bible publishing, books, of course, and everything we do on the internet now has eclipsed, in a lot of ways, the magazine itself. So let's go ahead and just go down this list. The next one, sort of chronologically in the Bible, would be the children of Israel. And they were in the wilderness for 40 years.
And they walked in the supernatural for 40 years. They ate supernaturally supplied food. They drank supernaturally supplied water. They were under the covering of a fire by night in the coldness of the desert, and a cloud by day to protect them from that intense desert heat. And then after 40 years, again, a preparation and training in the things of God. The revelation of the Torah came to them in the wilderness, the word of the Lord, and they began to understand the parameters within which God intended for people to live. But it was all preparing them for that time after 40 years where they would cross over Jordan and enter into the promised land, which was their destined goal. And who knows what kind of promised land awaits that you have been trained for and prepared for 40 years, a place where God said he would dwell with his people.
Elijah's the next one, and why don't you tell us how 40 days and nights was significant to him?
Well, Elijah, of course, was fleeing from Jezebel, and Jezebel, on a higher symbolic level, represents corrupt religion, and he was running away from her, I don't believe so much out of fear, just running to meet God in the mountain of God. And that was a journey that was going to be quite strenuous for him. And so he had an angelic encounter where he was given spiritual food, and he went in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights to the mouth of God. And that's where he heard the still, small voice of God. He heard God in a way that he'd never encountered him before. And I believe that, again, is significant because there's a lot of corrupt religion, even corrupt Christianity taking place in our generation. But there are some people who are fleeing that to encounter God in a high place and to receive his message for this generation. And that happened after 40 days and 40 nights for Elijah.
Then, of course, Jesus is next on the list, you know, in the way that you presented us on this print. And he was in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, fasting and being tempted by the devil. But you wrote that he came out in the power of the Spirit to introduce the new covenant with signs, wonders, and miracles following. So I think that that's very beautiful, and you know, we're going to be sharing this with our readers. Let's go ahead and wrap this up by sharing about the disciples who had supernatural encounters with the Son of God for 40 days after his resurrection.
And they were going to be God's instruments to usher in a new covenant, a new era, a new age of grace. And they were common people that God had planned on using in an uncommon way. Fishermen, tax collectors, and yet for 40 days they had face-to-face encounters with the resurrected Messiah. And then they became his instruments, his mouthpieces, to tear down strongholds that had persisted for centuries, religious strongholds that needed to be torn down, that the kingdom of God might advance in power. And I pray that. I pray that for Charisma Media. I pray that for you, Steve, and your wife, Joy, that God will empower you, that first you'll have encounters with the Lord as never before, and that God will empower you in this next era to tear down strongholds of resistance to the kingdom of God and advance his kingdom supernaturally in Jesus' name.
Amen, and I accept that. I thank you for that. I just appreciate you and Elizabeth giving us this very beautiful print. And I just want to encourage our listeners to become more familiar with your ministry and with your writing. The first book you did for us was called 65 Promises from God for Your Child. And the more recent one is Powerful Prayers for Supernatural Results. And as we wrap this up and close, why don't you tell us about your latest book that's coming out next summer?
I am very excited about the next book. It is titled, Who Am I? And then the basic essence of what the book is about is 52 names and titles that belong to the children of God. Names like Ambassadors for Christ, The Anointed of the Lord, Disciples, More Than Conquerors, A Royal Priesthood. There are hundreds of names that God has given us in his word, and each one of those names encapsulates a certain revelation that indicates who we are in God's great plan and how he intends to use us. It's a very, very exciting study, and I am just absolutely thrilled to be publishing it through Charisma House, and for you, rather, to publish the book is an honor indeed. And so, praise God, that will be coming out in July, and I'm looking forward to it.
And we'll have to invite you back to be a guest again on the Strang Report podcast. Thank you so much, Mike Shree from Cleveland, Tennessee, for being with us. And thank you for listening. God bless you, and Happy New Year.
This podcast is brought to you by Maranatha Chapel. Learn how you can join and step into the story of prophecy and God's chosen people and experience being part of God's plan for the human race. You can visit www.theholylandkey.com. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.